USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the first coronavirus vaccine is on the way.
We are literally, we believe in all likelihood, just a few days away from the approval and distribution of the first coronavirus vaccine in America. That is warp speed.
Closing out a vaccine summit at the White House, the Vice President cheering the quick action that led to the vaccine being developed in record time. First Lady Melania Trump is calling on Americans to be kind over this holiday season where COVID-19 will keep many families separated.
Remember that small acts of kindness, just as calling your friends and neighbors and making holiday cards for a nursing home, can go a long way in spreading cheer.
The First Lady speaking at a Toys for Tots drive. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The White House is reportedly pushing to include $600 stimulus checks in the next coronavirus relief package. President Trump reportedly told some he's willing to send out as much as $2,000. The first round of checks was approved as part of the March CARES Act. President-elect Joe Biden is introducing his health care team. Before doing so, he discusses what he'll be doing to slow the spread of the coronavirus.
My first 100 days won't end the COVID-19 virus. I can't promise that, but we did not get into this mess quickly. We're not going to get out of it quickly. My first 100 days is going to require, I'm going to ask for a masking plan. It will start with my signing an order on day one to require masks where I can under the law, like federal buildings, interstate travel on planes, trains, and buses.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra is being asked to serve as Secretary of Health and Human Services in a Joe Biden administration. The pick has many people scratching their heads as Becerra has no health care experience. Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, is no fan of the pick as well.
Let's just go through the problems with this nomination. So first, he supports Medicare for all. Second, he is a true radical on abortion. Third, look at what's happened in California during this pandemic. He has been on the forefront of locking down that entire state. Javier Becerra will be Joe Biden's nationwide lockdown enforcer.
Cotton speaking there on Fox and Friends. As shopping continues during the pandemic, hospital executives are imploring people to shop online.
Make the switch to doing your retail shopping by home delivery or by curbside pickup. Every trip that you take outside of your bubble at home is a risk.
Medical Director Dr. Michael Hirsch with Boston Children's Hospital speaking there on ABC's Good Morning America. If you are heading to the malls, many of them are operating at reduced capacity, and masks are mandatory as well. COVID is making Tuesday night football a regular thing. The Cowboys and Ravens are playing tonight in Baltimore. Thursday night football does return this week as well, with the Los Angeles Rams hosting the New England Patriots. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.